2. The Science of Not Being a Chump. There's a saying in jurisprudence that hard cases make bad law. Maybe this sentence is a lie, is just one of those weird things you can't think about too much because it makes your head hurt. We're not like robots in Star Trek whose heads literally explode, but it's still uncomfortable. Admittedly, this is an odd complaint coming from philosophers. Isn't living with thoughts that make other people's heads hurt their patented brand of machismo? But let's take a beat to see if we can make a case for rationality and logic that avoids the pitfalls we ran into in the last chapter. Maybe logic and rationality are not primarily an issue of getting our beliefs in order. Maybe they are a question of getting our lives in order. Maybe rationality is not a standard to apply first and foremost to our thoughts. It's a standard we apply primarily to our actions and only derivatively to our thoughts. Maybe what makes bad beliefs bad is that, ultimately, they will lead to foolish or self-defeating actions. So the problem with believing in Santa Claus is not just that it's a bad thing to think, although it is. The real problem with believing in Santa Claus is that it is a bad thing to do. Don't believe in Santa Claus, in other words, because it's going to get you into trouble. Not just conceptual trouble, or philosophers will think you're dumb trouble either. Real trouble. You'll lose money. The best candidate for cashing this idea out is the notion of practical rationality. The crude version of this idea is that if you want something, you should figure out a way to get it. And if you want a whole lot of different things, you should make sure that your beliefs are correct so you can get those things, and also make sure that your approach to life isn't so incoherent that you can never be satisfied. So, for example, if you prefer a piece of pizza to a can of soda, you should not also prefer a can of soda to a piece of pizza. Otherwise, you will find yourself the unwitting actor in the following sad little play. Inconsistent preferences. A tragedy in one act. Characters. You. Me. Open on you, with a can of soda and $100. Enter me. Me. You prefer a slice of pizza to a can of soda, right?